Mornings can start feeling the same. Wake up, brush teeth, go to work. But with breakfast from Wendy's, it's like, wake up, brush teeth, baconate with a breakfast baconator, roll with the sausage breakfast burrito, buddy it up with a honey buddy, or get seasoned with seasoned potatoes, and then go to work. Sorry. When you're ready for a fresh wake-up call, gotta be Wendy's.
At participating U.S. Wendy's during breakfast hours.
Felt like sort of a placeholder type show, which we haven't seen yet this year. The first,
because we had something big happen last at the end of last week's episode.
Right, you had something huge happen there, and really the first one too. I think you had some big moments, but in this one, I think you're setting up a lot, and you know, with the flashback from Bran. And I think we're setting up to find out that that's Lyanna Stark giving birth to Jon Snow.
Yeah.
I think we've all speculated on that. The stuff with the Khaleesi, and at some point the dragons are going to show up and roast people, and she's going to be back in Meereen, which she needs to hurry up because that's turning into a mess. They're setting up the Lannisters having issues with the council. You know, you're not the queen. Get the hell out. So, and I think finally Arya's story is being set up a little bit as well. But and then Rickon and Shaggy Dog return. Well, Shaggy Dog's head.
Man, Rickon.
That dude's gotten old.
I'd completely forgotten about him. I mean, honestly, I caught it when Arya was, she was like, a girl had three brothers and one sister. And I was like, three brothers? I was like, Rob, Bran, Jon Snow. Who am I forgetting about? And then my wife was like, Rickon, the little kid that what's his name? I forget his name now. That supposedly killed, but
yeah.
And I was like, oh, I totally forgot about him. I just out of the picture.
But
for
I
so
just
long.
Assumed when he said it was one less brother that it was referring to Jon Snow's, not really her brother.
Yeah.
Which, again, I think that those fingerprints seem to be everywhere, but. Man, I'd hate to be a direwolf because you're pretty much getting your head chopped off by somebody. Yet another dead direwolf. Not good.
No, they got to be running out of those.
Yeah, well, we know Ghost is still around. We know Arya's has disappeared, so we don't know where that one is. But it's about it, right?
I like that. I like what's happening with Cersei and how they're basically about to use all those little whisperers for to basically kill everyone who is hating on them.
Yeah,
they're getting pretty serious about it. I don't mind that. I feel like it's coming to a head with a High Sparrow, and he's going to eventually die.
Tommen and the Sparrow was a little strange, though. That's Tommen's easily influenced by
his
father figures.
He's a sucker.
Yes, he is.
Daenerys goes to the Khaleesi retirement home, and that storyline is boring me right now. I want her to be reunited with the dragons.
Well, and I think that's part of it. Some of these storylines, frankly, are pretty boring. And that one right now, hers has become very, it's just not interesting. And until she gets back to the dragons and gets back with, you know, with Tyrion and that group, then it's just boring.
Yeah. Jon Snow executed everyone, including Ollie, which I was kind of glad about.
Yeah, is it wrong of me that I wanted Ollie fed to Ghost? I wanted him to die that way. I wanted Ghost to just chew him up and have him for breakfast.
For some reason, I'm enjoying the Bran Stark visions.
Yeah, those are pretty cool, too.
I like that.
The Sam and Gilly story, yawn.
Yeah, I don't care about that.
That's another. And that's why this is kind of, I mean, it was a good episode, but it wasn't one that you say holy bleep on, because there's just too much that they're setting up other stuff. And the storylines that I'm not interested in right now are anything with the Khaleesi until she's back in charge. Anything with Sam and Gilly. I'm not interested in what's going on with the Ironborn. And frankly, you know, I'm not interested in anything that happens in Dorne. So Dorne hasn't been around. I want to see Tyrion. I want to see the Wall, and I want to see Ramsay, you know, cause he's doing bad things to people. But the whole thing with Jon Snow, that was a pretty cool ending. That made up for a little bit.
Like the drop the mic, walk
off.
Yeah,
basically drop the mic.
Yeah, that's a bat flip. Here, I killed these guys. Take my coat.
My watch is over.
Yeah, my watch is ended.
That was cool because it also sets up so much else that has been rumored to go on for the, the rest of the season. And the reality is, yeah, he was dead. So his watch is ended. He can go do whatever the hell he wants now.
My favorite lines were the old lady, Tyrell, talking about brother-sister sex.
Yeah.
To Cersei's face.
I like her. You know what? I have to say it. As old as she is, I would. She's just so cool.
I like the smack talk stuff. I like when the guy was talking to Bolton and Ramsay Bolton was trying to get him to bow down and he basically gave him the middle finger.
Yeah.
And I like when the wildling did the I saw your pecker. What kind of god would have a pecker that small? I like that joke.
Yeah, that was pretty good. That was an AJ type of joke, actually.
Yeah, that was good.
So, but the one thing about Jon Snow, you know, we talked about this when these things, people come back from the dead in this thing, they're never quite the same. He looks different. You can see sort of the fear and uncertainty in his eyes. He's not the same Jon Snow. He's not that confident guy who was unafraid of anything, including including going after the White Walkers. But we'll see, man. I mean, I think what becomes of him will be very interesting.
Time is precious, and so are our pets. So time with our pets is extra precious. That's why we started Dutch. Dutch provides 24/7 access to licensed vets with unlimited virtual visits and follow-ups for up to 5 pets. You can message a vet at any time and schedule a video visit the same day. Our vets can even prescribe medication for many ailments, and shipping is always free. With Dutch, you'll get more time with your pets and year-round peace of mind when it comes to their vet care.